True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, beautiful stretch of weather, man. If you were outside yesterday, and I was for a couple of hours, it was it's like fall almost. It really was. Not quite, but for us it was like fall. I bet it's like fall in New Hampshire, where we find Andy Smith, director of the University of New Hampshire Survey Center. How you doing, Andy?
I'm doing great. Classes have started, football started, and it's about 50 degrees here.
Oh, you son of a gun, you man. I wish it was that way here. So here's the deal. Just so you know where my head's at, okay? Republicans suck. Democrats suck. They're the problem. No, they're the problem. No, they're the problem. No, it's them. No, it's them. What about Biden? What about Trump? What about Obama? What about Bush? That's where I am in all of this, but we got to talk about it. So let's talk about the budget. Do you ever get that
Everybody's
way?
Right.
Do you ever get that way or not, honestly, as a political scientist? How do you not just get so fed up with it?
You know, I've gotten to that point many, many, many years ago,
mm-hmm.
a pox on both of all of their houses.
Yeah.
But that's kind of the way politics goes. If you just watch things and then watch what's happened throughout history, people go into politics for their own benefits. They use the idea that they're going to help the people as a vehicle to get them there. And then, as Mark Twain said, only a fool goes into Congress poor and comes out poor.
Mm. There you go. Let's talk about what's going on with the budget, because I know people are texting about Democrats, Republicans, blah, 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 blah. But that's fine.
Yeah.
Tell me about what's going on with the budget.
Well, the budget's going to run out of money. We're going to hit our debt limit. And we're going to go through the same sort of dance that we've gone through before. And you and I have talked about that they'll use this as leverage to try to get political gains in other areas. And then eventually they will pass a piece of legislation that's loaded down with goodies for both sides' favorite friends, and we'll go on to the next one of these crises.
And all the while decry the deficit and the debt and how it's terrible and something's got to be done, right?
Yeah, and actually this time it might be the case that something could be done. Not that necessarily is good, but something could be done. Because usually it's the president's party that wins in these sorts of battles. Mm-hmm. The president has the bully pulpit. The president is actually spending the money, and they can decide what they're going to close down to make people hurt out in the public. The party that usually wants to reduce spending usually loses these battles. But I don't see which party wants to reduce spending right now. But it may be the time when both parties can get together and say, get rid of this whole idea of this debt limit, which certainly hasn't done anything to keep our debt down. So to get rid of this kind of false idea of the debt limit and just go on like almost every other country in the world does and just pass a budget and spend it.
So, in other words, let's admit it. Let's be honest that we're just going to spend as much as they give us, or more, actually. So let's just keep spending, right?
Yeah, I don't know. I agree with everything you said, except the let's be honest part.
Yeah, there you go. That's true. I lost my head there. Let's talk about Social Security. Is anybody addressing that at all?
Not so much, but it's mm-hmm. something that that will happen. It's actually kind of a similar set of processes that are going to go there. I think both parties are kind of lining up to see how they can benefit from putting in a scare on Social Security. You've certainly been seeing it in the, I've been seeing it on the news and the press, in my email feeds, because I'm unfortunately turning that age right about now. Where Social Security becomes a possibility. But it's in legislation that when they officially run out of money, and I put air quotes, or run out of money because of their trust fund will disappear, which never really was there, but on paper it will disappear, that they have to start making cuts. And when that happens, you know, the cuts will go in automatically, which is a trick that Congress likes to put in on itself to constrain itself. They just happen to the cuts are things that the bad things will happen automatically, and they can wash their hands of that problem. But they'll deal with something. Unfortunately, they could have been dealing with this 15 years ago, 20 years ago. Everybody knew this was eventually going to come, with some minor tinkering. Now they're going to have to do some more major tinkering to make it come to deal with it, or, you know, you basically rewrite the legislation that's underneath Social Security, which I don't think they have the time or the political will to do.
I can't imagine an elected official actually being in office and saying, okay, we're cutting your Social Security 35%. I can't imagine that happening. You?
You remember the last time they kind of did this, tinkered with this a bit? Dan Rostenkowski was chairman of Ways and Means, and he had elderly citizens beating on his car mm-hmm. on the streets of Chicago. There's a reason I tell my students why the Congress doesn't really address the issues that are important to young people, but they do address the issues that are old, important to old people, because the old people vote.
And there's more of them now than they did then.
Yes, there are, and they will get out and vote on this, especially mm-hmm. in the midterm. So this is, I think, what we're seeing with the ramping up of Social Security is fun for the midterms.
So it's either, when it comes to Social Security, it's either mid-years or a big election. Nobody is going to say they're the ones that's going to cut Social Security. So tell me how you see this story ending. Do they just print more money? Can the government do that? I don't know.
The problem is that the way Social Security was created was that it was an insurance program, and it theoretically did like an insurance program, where somebody takes your money and invests it, and they know how many people are going to be born and die and how much money comes in, and they have a revenue stream that can be paid out with this. And they're supposed to invest the money, and the money that's invested builds up additional monies, and that allows them to continue to pay this thing off. Well, of course, that money that they were supposed to invest never was invested. It was just basically swapped on the ledger sheets from one side of the government to the other side of the government. And it's gone out. It's run out. So they can't just print more money to do this, because the underlying legislation says that the money that they must cut spending on benefits if the trust fund, again, air quotes, that the trust fund runs out of money. So they're going to have to do something to deal with that sort of legislative problem there, as well as the financial problem. So
I want to get more into this trust fund, if we can, Andy, because people think the trust fund has been raided. You say it's on paper only. Was there ever money in it? I don't understand the way that was all set up. You can pick it up when we come back. 620, traffic now, WWL. 625, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to our friend Andy Smith, director of the University of New Hampshire Survey Center. Wildcats 1-0, right?
They are.
There you go. Who they beat?
North Carolina Central.
Ooh. Powerhouse. So Al Gore, back during the presidential campaign against Bush, this goes back a long way, said that he would veto any plan that takes money out of Social Security and uses it for any other purchase. That means Gore would have to veto his own plan because, again, paying down the debt is not reserving funds for Social Security. Now, if then-Vice President Al Gore can be confused about this, what hope does a simpleton like me have of understanding this, Andy?
Well, he probably understood it, but he was trying to confuse other people.
Ah, I got you.
So really what it is the lockbox that Gore talked about never really existed. Social Security is allowed to invest money, but it's only allowed to invest its money in UST bills, which is U.S. debt. And those aren't doing so well recently. Mm-hmm. But as far as raiding the lockbox, as people say, unfortunately, since the 1960s, there really hasn't even been a lockbox, other than the fiction of it being on paper within the budget. It hasn't been there at all. It's been part of the general revenue stream. So we've been paying as a pay-as-you-go basis for Social Security for decades, or half a century.
Robbing Peter to pay Paul.
Exactly. Taking money out of your right pocket, put it in your left.
Right. Okay.
And with a little bit of part of it gone in the transfer from right to left. Mm. So it's been going on for a long time.
You got to go wet the beak a little bit, right?
Well, you know, everybody needs to get fed.
Exactly.
And so it's been a fiction that we've all known. People in Congress have known this for years. Nobody wants to touch it because every time it gets touched, somebody loses.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I think you mentioned with Gore, when he was running against Bush, Bush wanted to privatize Social Security, allow you to invest your money into, say, the stock market or something like that. But that was decried as being risky and advantageous to the bankers and the Wall Street brokers. But, well, at least you might have had some money, because I think your 401k has done a whole lot better than the money that was in the lockbox. Mm-hmm. This has been a political problem that nobody wants to fix. And the longer it goes on, the harder and harder it is to fix. So now people will start to feel the pain in about 2028 or something like that. The fun will really begin.
Is there any research to show that people are getting increasingly curmudgeonly about politics, as are you and I, or maybe we're just too close to it because, you know, let's face it, they're all full of crap. That's the way I look at it. So I don't get myself all, I'm serious, Andy, I don't get myself all wound up about Democrats this, Trump that, whoever, you know, Akeem this or Chuck that, or it's just they're all, you know, serving themselves. I hate to say that, but it's hard for me to really think that there's a knight on a white horse up in Washington.
Well, you're probably right. The way I look at it is it's like watching big time wrestling. You know, you can get all wound up about the people that are bouncing out in the ring, but you know the game's rigged. In this case, the game is rigged for the benefit of the politicians, and they are certainly not going to cut each other's throats to keep the gravy train, to stop the gravy train. I never really get too upset or too concerned, or gets concerned about it, to tell you the truth, because eventually you run out of
land, right?
Yes, but I don't get concerned with the behavior because this is what they do.
It's kind of like we're in a plane, and the pilot is steering it, and the co-pilot, and the cockpit is locked. You can't get in there, and there's not a damn thing you can do anyway. You can get concerned about the turbulence, you can get concerned about the landing, but in the meantime, to say this pilot's good, this pilot's bad, you're just kind of spinning your wheels, aren't you?
And both pilots are in there drinking champagne and eating caviar.
With the feet up. There you go. Thank you, Andy. I appreciate it as always. Andy Smith, director of the University of New Hampshire Survey Center. I hope our cynicism didn't fall too heavy on you today. But, man, don't tear up a relationship. Don't tear up a marriage over this or that or the other thing, because it's just, like he said, it's like wrestling. And I think sometimes they know the way it's going to end before it even starts. We'll take a break, come back, talk about Mardi Gras and Jefferson Parish with Hans Liljeberg. I know we have to cover it, so we do, but that's why we prefer to do more like podcasts, look at some different things besides. Right now, time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Ian Hoke. Beautiful morning in Old New Orleans and surrounding areas. 72 degrees, clear skies, going to be nice all day long. Getting hot, highs around, well, warm really. Humidity is going to be lower, highs around 88 degrees or so. I was out yesterday afternoon with the lower humidity. It felt really nice, but it's going to be that way through Friday, highs near 90. Then the rain returns on Monday, highs in the mid-80s, and then by that time we'll be approaching the middle of September. Hans Liljeberg joins us now, Jefferson Parish Council member. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Tommy. How are you?
I am okay. Well. Thank you. I'm sorry we had to put you off the other day. Let's talk about what's going on with Mardi Gras and Jefferson Parish.
Okay. We really, so the changes that we made were just, they were recommended by our Office of Citizens Affairs. They weren't intended to be anything major or sweeping. It was really more just cleaning stuff up.
Mm-hmm.
For example, one of the things that we changed, I know there was an article in the paper, it was largely erroneous. Like, for example, the paper said that we were
largely
full masks.
Largely erroneous. Go ahead.
It said that we changed the ordinance to require full masks. What actually happened is we changed it to require half masks. Like Robin and Batman and Robin. And the reason for that is because we had allowed face painting, which is fine, but we would have problems. So some of the crews would just put like a piece of glitter on each eye and say, okay, we have a face mask. So, the crews themselves, they're pro masking. I mean, they want to retain the customs of Mardi Gras. So this is not something that we're, it's not anything heavy handed. It's just that, you get a few people here and there that try to skirt the rules.
Let me ask you this, Hans, and I'm not trying to argue. I'm just thinking about this, having ridden in a parade and how cumbersome the mask can be. Why is that so important? I'm not arguing. I'm just asking.
I've ridden in parades, and I've actually been a person that's gotten dinged in parades for not wearing a mask.
Yeah, because I'm saying? You're supposed to have fun. It obscures your field of vision. You tell the people that you could be in a parade and they'll look for you, so you're not really trying to conceal your identity. As we were having this conversation, that just popped into my mind.
Well, I mean, I think the difference is that if you look at Jefferson Parish, if you look at Argus, or the parades riding by where everybody's masked, and then you look at the St. Patrick's Day parade on Metairie Road, where everybody's in the back of a truck and there's not one person with a mask. There's a difference in the feel of the parade.
Yeah, I guess.
I
guess I was looking at it from the rider's perspective, where it does. People don't realize how much a football helmet or a mask will obscure your vision.
It is. I liked the face painting idea, but it got to be where, and when you video it, if you try to find somebody from a video, if they're just wearing face paint and the color, the glare is not right, you can't tell whether or it looks like they're not wearing a mask, and maybe their face is properly painted, but you just can't tell from the video.
Some people would ask me to wear a mask just, not to frighten people, but what are the changes, Hans?
So some of the other changes are, we haven't reviewed the insurance requirements since 2013.
Mm-hmm.
We had the consultants and the agent who actually writes most of the policies just put our ordinance in line with what they're already doing with what the insurance companies are requiring. We cleaned up the ordinance in terms of, we had some parades that hadn't paraded in a couple years, didn't even apply for a permit last year. So we just pull their names from the ordinance, and again, they can reapply. We had one crew that we had to cancel because they didn't have the required number of units last year.
Mm-hmm.
So we revoked their permit.
Who was that, Hans?
That was it was Symphony.
Okay.
But they've already reapplied. We're working with them to get them back on for the following year. So,
and the truck parades.
We actually changed the ordinance so that it, so we made it a may instead of a shall, so that if that happens again, we don't have to. It gives us the discretion not to pull their permit.
Tell me about the truck parades.
The Mardi Gras truck parade?
Yeah.
So Jefferson's last paraded in 23. They didn't apply for a permit in 24, and that's one of the ones we just pulled their name off of the ordinance because they're you know, again, just to clean it up because they're not parading.
Mm-hmm. So there will be no truck parade in Metairie this year?
There will not, there are two truck parades on Mardi Gras Day, and we only have one.
There will be which one, Jefferson?
Elk. Jefferson's is we removed, and Elks is still on there.
Jefferson's gone. Elks is still on there. Okay, I got you. Let me take a break. We'll come back, talk about some road work that's going on in Jefferson Parish. Hans Lilgerberg is our guest, Jefferson Parish Council member. You got any questions, comments, 504-260-1870. Traffic now, WWL. All right, 657, Tommy Tucker, WWL, back with Councilman Hans Lilgerberg, District 5. Hans, is that right?
Yes.
Let's talk about this, and I got an alternative view for you on this causeway widening project. If you widen it, what's going to happen? More people are going to use it, right? So what I would do, Hans, is narrow it, and that would get less...
That's a great idea. Why didn't you think of that?
That's a fantastic idea. Good luck with that come re-election time. But anyway, tell me what's going to happen on Causeway Boulevard.
So we are wide. Causeway is two lanes from West Napoleon to Airline, and we two lanes on each side, and we are widening that to three lanes on each side. We're also going to add, if you've ever tried to get across, all the way across Causeway from the service road to service road.
Never had the guts.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Well, we're signalizing a couple more of those, so it'll be easier to cross. We are adding some drainage improvements, concrete curbs and gutters, asphalt street work, and some decorative lighting.
I've been having to go to the Metairie Road for a while, and I know they were doing that's a state project, but people are very upset about it. But Hans, you know, pardon our dust, but remodel we must. There's sometimes you just got to put up with it if you want things improved, right?
So, you know, what I've noticed, you know, as you know, I haven't been doing this for all that long,
right.
and I've noticed that the state, you know, DOTD on Metairie Road came in and just did it.
Mm-hmm.
When we redid Bonneville, you know, we communicated with the schools. You know, we tried to do it as quickly as possible and as convenient as possible, as odd as that sounds. But the state just came in and did it. I will say, look, they've worked fast.
They did.
They're working fast. They're working fast.
Yeah.
They've minimized disruptions as best they could. I mean, I'm very pleased with what I've seen so far. I mean, there are some days when it's been a bear, but like you said, I mean, you complain about the potholes, or you complain about the street work.
And some of the work, and we talked to Scott Boyle about this, you just can't do it at night. It's not the same because you don't have daylight and you can't see the same when it comes to subsurfaces and so forth. Thank you, Hans.
You're right next to somebody's house.
Right. That's true. I didn't even think about that. That's the other reason you can't work at night, because you got jackhammers and all that stuff going at night while somebody's trying to sleep. Hans, you prefer being a judge or a councilman if you had to pick?
I enjoy them both. Councilman's a lot more work.
Okay, that's a good answer. Thank you, Hans. Have a good day, all right?
Thank you.
Pleasure as always. All right, Hans Lilgerberg, Jefferson Parish Council member. We'll take a break. We come back. We're going to talk to Aaron Holmes about some more construction going on, this time in the French Quarter. Then we're going to talk about early childhood education. That can be the most return on investment money you can spend, but it seems as though we're facing cuts. That and a whole lot more. Stay with us. Tommy Tucker, Wednesday morning, WWL.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.